Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, hey! It's Wednesday again, and guess what? The Paradigm Gospel Music Show is on the air again with none other than New Rev in the house. How are you doing? Yeah, that's the country boy, me coming out. We got a treat for you tonight, and I'm not going to tell you who it is or where they're from and any of that right now. But I'm going to say it like this. We're getting ready to have a good time. And again, you got New Rev in the house. Grace and peace to those that was on the air last week. We had a good time. And unfortunately, Miss Nina Cross couldn't be on. But guess what? We'll try to get her again next time. But right now, we want to go forth and begin to play a little something for you. And when we come back, I'm going to get them to introduce themselves. And we're going to go for it like we always do. Why? Because there's New Rev in the house, and this is what? Paradigm Gospel Music Chart. Hold on. Check this out. Here we go, y'all. Boom. Okay, if I can get my fat fingers together here, we'll be all right. Here we go.
Thank you.
Yes, you can. All you got to do is just believe. How about that, y'all? That was 6:33. 6:33. I know you're saying, what? Yes, that was 6:33. And that's none other than B. Simmons and Sister Maria over there, all the way up under that One Nation Under God label over there. My brother Brian over there, we've been chopping it up here lately. And I'm just telling you, I'm excited about what's going on down in Augusta, Georgia, and abroad. So before I start running my mouth tonight, because y'all know how New Rev like to do, we like to be all over the place. And I'm going to give respect because this is a new hot act that's coming out. They're getting ready to release this single. You just heard Believe. I'm going to see if Brother Brian is on the air. You in there, Brother Brian?
Yes, sir. I'm on here.
I thought that was you. B. Simmons, are you out there, sir?
We right here.
All right. How about you, Sister Maria?
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
Y'all can tell I'm full of energy. I just like having fun, so I want y'all to relax. Let's have a good time. But I want you to go ahead and introduce that song and tell us a little bit about the song and how y'all come up with that.
Well,
and don't forget
song,
to tell us about that 6:33. Now, I want the world to understand 6:33. That's deep.
Yeah, absolutely. The song Believe, we actually came up with that. Actually, I'm pretty sure you've heard before how some songs just kind of come to you, and other ones you sit down and you write down. Well, we were up about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning one night just talking about life in general and, you know, the spirit walk, and just talking about different plans and goals that we have for the future. And, you know, we were just kind of a little frustrated about the way certain things were going in our lives, and we're saying we need to take action, you know. And I was actually walking up the stairs back to my bedroom. I think I went to get my wife a bottle of water or something. She always sending me to the kitchen to get some.
Yeah.
And so I ran up the stairs, and it just came out of nowhere. I'm not exaggerating. It came out of nowhere. And, I mean, we know
right.
Where it came from. It came from God, but, I mean, just out of nowhere, I just started singing it. I think the part I started singing was the actual beginning of the chorus, the all things are possible. And that's the rest is history. I mean, I wrote it down, and the next day when I was at my job, I just wrote the verses, and that was it. And 6:33, that comes from the scripture, Matthew 6:33, which was actually probably the first scripture that I clung to when I first got saved. And it's what we live by. You know, if you can meditate on that scripture as a believer, I don't see how, you know, life happens. Just like the song said, life can get you down. But when you seek God's face and you seek his kingdom first above everything else, you literally don't have anything else to worry about, because God is God's business. He wants us to seek after him, look for him for guidance, you know, acknowledge him in all things, and he'll direct your path. And
right.
If he's directing our path, he's going to take care of everything else that we could possibly think we want or need.
Right. Man, that's awesome. A lot of people, they lose that after they quote-unquote get saved, and they lose focus of that coming to God for everything. And I applaud both of you for ministering like that, because it makes person refocus. When I listen to it, I say, yeah, they got it. Because that's what I, you know, as a minister, that's what I do. I try to keep people, you know, really focused on the main thing. It's not about the house on the hill. It's not about the big cars and the fat bank account. It's all about God. So, you know, that really brought it home for me. And the other thing that really got me is that you guys are husband and wife team. That's impressive.
Yes.
Tell me how – I'm not going to ask you, Brother B. I got to talk to Sister Maria now. Sister Maria, how y'all manage to do that?
As far as keeping balance between ministry and family, I mean, there's got to be a balance. I'm really I'm not the one to kind of focus more on the music side of things. I'm more of the homebody, but Brand, he's always front and center when it comes to being on the front line with the ministry. I'm more low-key. He's more, I would say, aggressive when it comes to ministry.
Okay. Okay. So I had to ask that question because I do know, being in the industry myself, having a label myself, sometimes with husband and wife teammates, they don't normally get along so well because somebody's always, and I'm not calling no names because I'm not getting in trouble. My wife just walked in the booth and I don't want her to hit me upside my head.
Yeah.
But sometimes, everybody's opinion gets in the way of the main thing. But husband and wife has a tendency to run over each other sometimes, and it doesn't work. But I heard the part about keeping it balanced, but what do you really think that is the glue to keep both of you together?
Well, obviously, it's definitely the Holy Spirit. You know, it's definitely the
Come
fact
out.
That we believe that God ordained this. It's not coincidental, you know. Our story is a very long story. We were friends at first before we ever started dating or anything. We went to high school together. We both had situations where we almost didn't end up at that particular high school, and it just so sort of happened. You know, I don't think it's coincidental that we both have a really deep passion for music. We both write music. Maria Ave is very humble, you know, when it comes to what she's capable of with the music, and I really do love her for that. She'll be quick to try to tell somebody what I'm doing with music, but I'm like, you back here, you got a whole animal that haven't been let off the leash yet, you know? Because she's really, really, really talented, and everybody's gonna see that at some point. But I'm not gonna sit here and say it's not challenging. You know, we have a video that's gonna be coming out soon where we're interviewed, and we talk about that briefly, because it's very hard sometimes in ministry to draw that line where you say, okay, well, this is us as partners in ministry. This is not husband and wife right here at this moment. Because, you know, how Jesus was not able to perform miracles in his own hometown because people are like,
right.
Man, that's the son. So sometimes in my eyes, I'm like, that's my wife. And sometimes in her eyes, she's like, oh, that's my husband. It's not, you know, that's B. Simmons, the rapper. And it's not for
right,
me, you know,
right.
Maria, I need to sing it. So sometimes it can be challenging, but, you know, I think one thing about it, we have a clear understanding of what our ministry is, which is mostly geared towards the youth and married couples. We really want to be an
uh-huh.
example for married couples because I tell you, man, I know the family has always been under attack, but as time, you know, as time goes on, you know, men wax worse and worse in the evil ways, and so the enemy is definitely trying to tear the family apart, and we want to make sure we can be as good of an example as we can as keeping the family together.
Amen. Amen. But that is so important. I'm trying to get, well, I'm getting the future church ready. How do I do that? I'm getting ready to create an atmosphere. It's funny you said youth that will cause the young people to come to a certain day of the week to do their own thing, to express their own thing. And, you know, I think that's so important that we that are older don't forget that they are the future church. And sometimes you have ministers that get so, you know, into themselves that they forget that. So, again, I applaud you for looking back and want to pay it forward, per se. And, not only that, you said that you're very in tune with families, and family is key because that's the backbone of ministry. Or better yet, I said the way I was taught it, the church is symbolic of the family. So, you know, I'm going to play this next song, and then I want you really to come back and hit us hard with this because at first I listened, I said, okay. Then I listened to it again, I said, now, they up to something with that. I got it. When I interview them, I'm going to get to the bottom of it. So I'm going to play this song. It's called, and don't y'all out there start making fun. You just wait. Let the man of God and the woman of God tell you how they came about this. And it's called LOL, and I believe it falls right in line with when he said it's about the family. Men, take note. This is how you do it. We'll be right back.
I call call her my little mama, and she's hotter than a sauna.
Just keep
a
rockin' my world like Obama.
So we in this thing for life, prison sentence, no comma. Keep it going, run on.
That song started off kind of as a joke. One day, Brandon and I, we're playing around, and we do that quite often. We're full of humor, so we don't care who we're in front of, but that's part of our nature. So one day we were playing around in a vehicle, and at one point there was the acronym LOL going around, and we was like, hey, that would be a really great idea for a song. And then surely, but... So we started seeing that other individuals had songs titled LOL. So it brought a little frustration at first, but I believe that God, you know, had the perfect timing for it, because we sat there and we created the entire song. I wasn't really finished with my song, my verse, I'm sorry. Brand is always the mastermind behind the lyrics, and I say that often, but he's very, very persistent when it comes to finishing a song. And I have the habit of starting a project and I would quit in the middle of it. So he'll kind of pull it out of me. But I think I bring my best work when I'm playing around. So that's kind of how that happened. And he actually just sat with me and was like, hey, why don't you actually write those lyrics down? Because it was kind of a freestyle, my verse. And he was like, I really like that. So that's how that came
about. Right. Well, I'm telling you, it's really decent. And, you know, I think a lot of couples should hear that because it's not so churchy. And it's not of the street, and it's very clean. Now I can bring Brother B in. I hope you don't mind me calling him Brother B, but I told the men before we went to this that we need to pay attention because it sounded like to me you were about to propose right on the spot.
You talking about the song?
Yes, sir.
Man, you know, we tell this to some people whenever we at, like, marriage functions and stuff because it's very funny, but I think we have so much fun in our marriage because, like I said, we were friends at first. And actually,
right.
the day that we first met, her cousin introduced us. Her cousin always used to tell me, I got somebody for you, and vice versa. You know, her cousin tell her, I know somebody for you. And we met each other in the high school hallway. And, you know, so that it wouldn't be awkward, you know, I was like, she cute, you know, and she was thinking the same thing, but, you know, it really wasn't an attraction. We were like, ooh, you know, like that. So I didn't want her to feel like I didn't like her. So when she walked away, I stuck my foot out and I clipped her in the hallway. Right there in the hallway. So, you know, and she just was looking at me like, this boy is crazy. And so, you know, I used to hand her little pictures. I used to draw pictures of her and give it to her in between classes. Like, I make her really, really small because she's short. She's like 4'10". So I used to draw her really small on the paper when everybody else was normal height and she was this little tiny dot. So, I mean, it was just funny, you know, also our high school. And I think that, you know, that carried over into our marriage where we have fun, man. We're having fun. And, you know, another thing she was going to mention about that song was, we felt like, you know, what you said it's not too churchy, but we know that, you know, sometimes a couple want to listen to something that makes them think about their spouse and, you know, the music
exactly.
that we have out here, unfortunately, you know, in the secular realm, what they call love music is lust music. You know, they're talking about taking somebody home for the night and, you know, they say, I got a girl, but I want you. You know, different things like that, and we can't listen to that type
right.
of stuff. So if they got spirit. Really? That's gonna impact your spirit. You know, I don't wanna be listening to something saying, I love my girl but I want you, you know?
And that's what I liked about the song. You focus on each other and that blocked everything else out, and I said that was unique. Very unique. But I want to ask you another question, and that is, how do you come up with your sound? Because your sound is not like everybody else.
I can't. You want to answer that or you want me to answer that?
Maybe a little bit of both.
Okay. I'll go first. I'm going to keep it very, very simple. I really can't take any credit for it. It's really just all glory to God, man, because, you know, as an artist, I can listen to some other rappers that I look up to, Christian artists, and I'm like, man, that's nice. I need to make a song like that. But when it comes time and come down to it, God won't let me be anybody but myself, you know, and he's given us a very unique sound, I believe. And no matter what I do, I can't do anything except come up with what he gave me. And Maria?
All right.
I would say as far as the sound, I have to agree with Brand. It's all glory to God, but it actually took me a while to embrace the sound, and I mean that in the physical as far as my vocals. Because I wasn't too pleased with my voice for years, and it had to grow on me, in fact. So I credit it all to God, the Holy Spirit. But I think it's due to years of listening to different types of genres and pretty much coming up with a sound that I like for myself. So I actually listen to country music. I listen to rock. I listen to pop. So I think it's a blended, you know, thing. And Brand, he actually, he's really good when it comes to, like, pop rap. So I've never really heard it before him. So yeah, there's a lot of things that he actually can do as well. So.
Amen. Well, I found it to be very interesting. I said when I first listened to it, to my wife, I said, you know, they can really cross over into various cultures with their sound. And I would admonish you to keep doing what you're doing. And don't let nobody try to change it, because I think it's very, like you said, very unique, and I do believe it's ordained. I got a few more minutes left on the show, and I want to ask your manager if he could go ahead and announce, before I play the next song, announce this, when we're going to release this awesome project, and anything else he want to add to it right quick. And then I'm going to come back after the song, and I'm going to give you guys the last few words. How about you, Mr. Brian? You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, sir. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Well, I just want to say that, you know, it's by the grace of God that he connected 6 and 33 with One Nation Under God Records. They're my brother. They're my sister. They're my love. They're my everything, man. I think about them when I wake up. I think about them when I go to sleep at night. Just for the fact that we're not just, it's not just music with us. You know what I'm saying? It's ministry. It's being able to talk to your brother about things that are going on in your life that you just can't control. You need a marriage counselor almost. They're my marriage counselor. You know, I just got married 2 weeks ago. So I just want to shout out my wife as well, Camia Irby, man. And, man, we just going to keep doing it for God, man. Ministry over industry, man. One Nation Under God Records, 6 and 33. You know, and God has been putting us in place with, you know, even New Rev. Man, I love your spirit. I love everything that you're doing, man. And we represent the kingdom of God, and that's it and that's all.
Amen. Amen. Now, how about that CD release, man? I mean, the project release.
Well, I'm going to say it like this. Well, it's already released in your hearts. We just going to physically drop it on the 15th of July. You know, we want it to minister to your spirit right now.
Amen. Amen. Well said. And with that said, we're going to go ahead and put this next selection of this call. You are. And when we come back, we're going to turn it back over to B. Simmons and Miss Maria, because you have it right here on Paradigm Gospel Radio with none other than New Rev in the house. And all you artists out there that haven't sent your MP3s in, I need more music. I need you to come on and send it in. Let me put you on the show. Let me get you some free exposure. And that's how we do it on Paradigm Gospel Radio. So here we go with You Are.
Would you just worship with us? If God has been good to you, would you just lift your hands right where you are tonight? If he's your healer, if he's your protector, if he's your provider, would you just worship with us on today? If he is your everything, if he is your rock, Maria Ave, would you lead us?
You are my shelter when I need change. You are my helper when there's no way. You are my healer when I'm in pain. You are my sunshine throughout the rain. Thank you.
Amen, amen. That was You Are by none other than 6 and 33, Brother B. Simeon and Sister Maria Avey. And we have also from One Nation Under God, none other than Mr. Brian he going to kill me. Evie Irby, help me out, brother. I just murdered your name.
You got all our names.
Where you go, Brian? Where you go?
I'm right here. Irby.
He must have. I said Irby, Evie. I'll get it right
Irby.
One day. Irby, there we go. Help me out. I'm notorious for murdering name, but you are with on the Paradigm Gospel. Y'all quit. I'm laughing at myself over here. On the Paradigm Gospel Radio, and we're doing it up one more time with new hot act out there. And I want to give them the last word before we close out the show, because you know how we do it. We like to bring family in close. So go ahead, Mr. Simeon and Miss Maria, say what you got to say before we close it up.
All right, so we'll close with this. I have to do this because we always like to forget. Our website is www.6and33.com. Now, that's the number 6and33.com. 6and33.com. We have the names of B. Simmons and Maria Ave. And if we could leave everybody with anything, it would be, you know, that scripture again, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. We want everybody to remember that when you are saved, you are a believer, that all things work together for your good. You know, too many times we like to keep things in negative perspective. We feel like, the devil attacking me and all this and that. But, man, you got to understand, God is allowing everything to go on in your life for a purpose. You know, you can't go to the gym and feel like you're gonna get strong without lifting weights. So, you know, most of the times we're going through things, it's not for us. It's for a learning experience for us to help somebody else. And it's just grooming us and shaping us into the men and women that God wants us to be, to lead other people to him. At the end of the day, everything that we do and everything we go through is about us helping somebody else get closer to Christ. You know, everything.
Amen.
Just like Mr. Irby said, man, this is ministry first. You know, we're not just artists. You know, I'm a minister of the gospel. My wife, she's an evangelist. We've been involved in youth ministry. You know, she's praise team leader. And at the church we're at right now, there's a possibility we may end up being working with the youth once again. So, you know, we have a passion for the youth, man. We got to help this next generation, man, because they are the next generation, but they're also the now generation.
Amen. Amen. Is that it, Sister Maria? You got something else you want to say?
Well, I just want to leave the listeners with my favorite scripture. So I always refer back to Jeremiah 29:11. God has awesome plans for our lives. So even when we don't understand it, we can just rest assured knowing that he holds our life in his hands. So that's key words that I live by. So.
Amen. Amen. Well, there you have it on the Paradigm Gospel Music Radio, none other than New Rev being in the house once again. For all of you that need to send in your MP3s, I want you to send it over to ParadigmGospel@yahoo.com. That's ParadigmGospel@yahoo.com. Until next week, 6:30 Wednesday, you have New Rev leaving the house on Paradigm Gospel Music Chart. Grace and peace to all. Have a blessed night.